online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
A man accused of murdering his wife in an alleged failed suicide pact at their home near Sittingbourne has made his first appearance at Crown Court via video link. The body of 64-year-old Stephanie Packman was found at a property on Hurst Lane in Kensley last Tuesday. 66-year-old Michael Packman, who was charged after being released from hospital, has been remanded in custody until November. A trial date's been set for January.
KMFM News.
Boris Johnson's comments about burqas have been described today as racist by the founder of the Conservative Muslim Forum. The former Foreign Secretary claimed Muslim women who wear the face veils look like letterboxes and bank robbers. Lord Sheikh says Mr. Johnson should be kicked out of the party, claiming his remarks are inflammatory.
I believe that they will cause problems with regard to race relations. It will encourage bigotry in this country. The point is, he wrote the article, so these words were not spontaneous. He has certainly thought about these words before he put pen to paper.
Well, Mr. Johnson's refused to bow to pressure from the Prime Minister to apologise, and former UKIP leader Nigel Farage doesn't think he should have to. He reckons the remarks could actually help him if there was a leadership challenge.
If we polled Conservative Party members, we'd find that figure was somewhat higher than 50%. And given that at some point in time, when there is a leadership election, it'll be the Tory Party members that vote, I suspect these comments make him more likely to be Prime Minister, not less.
3.5 million British gas customers are going to see their bills go up. Standard variable tariffs will rise by 3.8% from October, adding £44 to the average household's dual fuel bill.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The daughter of a woman who found a man with an 8-inch knife after he broke into their home near Gravesend has spoken about the impact it's had on the family. Wayne Wallace took a laptop from the property in Higham in June last year. 20-year-old Emma didn't realise at the time she'd also come face to face with him.
Someone came around the corner, a man who was wearing shorts and a vest top, and started telling me about how he'd been burgled and he lived around the corner. He then saw a bag outside of our window, picked it up and said, "Oh, this is my stuff, I'm just going to get my wife." And then he left and he didn't come back, and it actually turned out that he was the burglar.
The 36-year-old has been sentenced to 13 and a half years. A man who travelled from East London to sell drugs in Medway has been jailed for more than 5 years. Ramel Brown was arrested after police searched his car in Gillingham in February. The 23-year-old from Leighton was found guilty of possessing heroin, crack cocaine and a knife. He admitted having cannabis. An investigation's due to get underway after a yacht collided with a cargo vessel off the Kent coast. Two people had to be rescued from the catamaran after it crashed with the 2,000-tonne ship off Dungeness just after 4 this morning. Other than being shot, they're said to be well, and their damaged boat is being towed to Dover. Kames Beasley is from Dover Coast Guard. He says collisions like this are incredibly rare.
There did used to be quite a few collisions in this part of the world. That's simply by virtue of the numbers of vessels that transit around the south coast for various reasons, not least the regulatory regimes and the vessel traffic surveillance function that we're performing. Collisions are actually relatively infrequent.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
There are calls today for customs checks to be introduced at rail freight terminals across the country to avoid congestion on the network in Kent following Brexit. The Rail Delivery Group says the industry wants to work with the government to avoid disruption to more than 2,000 trains transporting over a million tonnes of freight each year. At the moment, the only checkpoint is at the Channel Tunnel at Folkestone. KMFM's been told the heatwave has led to Kent's best tourism season in at least a decade. Figures for June have revealed an almost 5% overall increase in the number of people visiting attractions in the county. It's thought the stats for July will be even better. Sandra Matthews-Marsh is the chief exec of Visit Kent.
Tourism industry professionals work really hard. They work when other people are relaxing. So to see those businesses actually thriving financially as well is wonderful. And of course, people who just don't know the county discovering it for the first time. The feedback's been amazing.
And Pink's postponed a fourth show in Australia after she was admitted to hospital with a stomach virus. She says her next concert will be in Sydney on Saturday. Until then, she's drinking green tea and spending time with her kids.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Athletics, and it was a great night for Britain at the European Championships in Berlin, winning gold in both the men's and women's 100-metre finals. Orpington's Dina Asher-Smith smashed her own British record as she took gold in a time of 10.85 seconds. Sunil Hughes won the men's race in a championship record of 9.95. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.